Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Would you please be seated? We meet one another this morning at the hinge of Holy Week. This is the nadir, the trough of the Triduum, the great 3 days that began on Maundy Thursday, continued through Good Friday, and will conclude on Easter morning. We have reached the bottom, and it is good for us to sit here. We sit and we mourn, for God is dead. What happens after the end of the world? Someone decides they can sit around no longer. Joseph of Arimathea had been a secret disciple of Jesus. He had hoped with the others for the restoration of the kingdom. But now the king is dead. The hope is dead. What does one do when one's hope dies? You bury it. Joseph goes to Pilate and asks for Jesus' body. He wraps it in a clean linen cloth and does so quickly before rigor can set in. And since he had no time before the day of preparation, he lays him in his own empty tomb in the garden near Golgotha. He rolls a great stone against the tomb and leaves. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sit opposite, watching. They had all hoped. They had hoped with a deep, deep passion that everything would be different. But nothing will be different. Jesus is dead. Today, they mourn. Holy Saturday is a strange day. On Thursday night, we stripped the altar. On Good Friday, we consumed the remaining sacrament. We usually keep the sacrament reserved in the tabernacle, that open box, as the reminder and promise and effectors of Jesus' personal presence with us. This morning, it remains empty. Because today we remember not the day that God in Christ died. That was yesterday. No, today is the day of Christ's hollowness, of his descent to hell. Today is the day that God stayed dead. There can be no rejoicing while the light remains today. There can only be devastated hope and unrequited longing. There is nothing here. This is the world without God, without Christ. And if our spirits still somehow find the ability to hope in the midst of this devastation, if they still long for justice and peace in the midst of their absence, then perhaps we do have something to look forward to in the hours of the night. But if it is even there, it is only a glimmer now, the faintest apparition. This morning we mourn, for that is all that we can do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.